All right. Welcome to this Motivational Monday for the 9th of November. We are cruising through the month. Before long, yes, a celebration of Thanksgiving. But for today, for a little bit of motivation, I want to start out with what you heard in worship on Sunday, if you were with us there. If not, you'll get it here. But comes from Howard Thurman in his prayer, "Open Unto Me." And it is a powerful reminder of God's work in our life. And we seek out and search God to do this in our life. We all need it. He says, "Lord, open unto me. Open unto me light for my darkness. Open unto me courage for my fear. Open unto me hope for my despair. Open unto me peace for my turmoil. Open unto me joy, joy, joy for my sorrow. Open unto me strength for my weakness. Open unto me wisdom for my confusion. Open unto me forgiveness for my sins. Open unto me love for my hates. Open unto me thyself for myself. Lord, Lord, open unto me." Amen. Yes, Lord, we again need you. We, the church, need you. And the action items, the grace and action items for this week is to oppose and to take direct action against poverty, hunger, and homelessness. We're called to roll up the shirt sleeves, to prepare the heart and the mind and the soul to do that work. We're called to advocate through extensive neighborhood revitalization and making sure there's equitable growth and discipleship and worship and all the things that we do. And that we are called, in order to bring resurrection now into this world, to give preference to those in pain, those who are excluded, or those who are disabled in any way. May God give us that vision and that eyesight, that direction that we need to take steps into that. Going to work in a way that really turns us from people of sadness to people of joy, from people of despair into people of hope. Because as long as God is at work, there is hope. And from Romans 15 on this day, the scripture says, "Those of us who are strong and able in the faith, we need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter. And not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help?" That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but he waded right on in and he helped out. He says, "I took on the troubles of the troubled." That's the way the scripture puts it. And even if it was written in scriptures long ago, you can be sure it's written for us. God wants the combination of God's steady, constant calling and warm personal counsel in scripture to come to characterize us, keeping us alert for whatever God is going to do next. And may our dependably steady and warmly personal God develop maturity in us so that we can get along with each other as well as Jesus gets along with us all. You talk about the primary actor who does most of the work. That's Jesus. And then we'll be a choir. Not only our voices only, but our lives lived singing in harmony and a stunning anthem to the God and Father of Jesus. So reach out and welcome one another to God's glory. Jesus did it. You do it. Jesus, staying true to God's purposes, reached out in a special way to all of those insiders so that the old ancestral promises would come true for them. And as a result, the outsiders have been able to experience mercy and to show appreciation to God. Just think of all the scriptures that will come true in what we do. For instance, "Then I'll join outsiders in a hymn sing and sing to your name. And this one, outsiders and insiders will rejoice together. And again, people of all nations celebrate God. All colors and races give hearty praise. And Isaiah's word, there's the root of our ancestor Jesse breaking through the earth and growing tree tall, tall enough for everyone everywhere to see and take hope, to seize on hope. Oh, may the God of green hope fill you with joy, fill you up with peace, so that your believing lives filled with the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit will brim over with hope. This all has been pioneer work to bring that message into those places where Jesus is not known and where that source of abundant life can spring forth, and that all could hear and that all could see the good that he works in our world. Yes, insiders and outsiders rejoicing together, people of all nations celebrating, all races and colors giving hearty praise. Can you see that? Well, that's how we engage in grace and action. That's how we come to bring true justice, where all are restored, where all are filled with life, and where we can truly be God's people. So church, out there in the world, set your hearts and minds on Jesus. And again, watch, just watch what God will do. Good day.